Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody tuning in today. I know you had other better things to do, but you decided to come and join me. I do appreciate that. Blog Talk, thank you for joining. Thank you for the ones that are on live with me. Thank you for the ones that are that's going to tune in later this week. Thank you for just participating. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for leaving your comments. As you come in, like and share. Let's like and share. Let's hit the bell so that you'll know when we come on live in the future for YouTube, okay? We are talking about some really serious times here, okay? I don't really understand if we know how serious it is for us. I don't think we really understand that we are at a 911. I don't think we understand that. But let's talk about that. And that's the title for today. And on Blog Talk, if you want to join me on Blog Talk, you can join either live by dialing in. And the number is 563-999-3682. Or you can go in under blogtalk.com and pull up the changing of the guide. And then you'll see the live there. Or you can go on Facebook, Do or Die, on Facebook with my name. Okay? And that is the title today, Do or Die. Are we ready? Which one do we choose? Okay? I don't know. And when I say that, people don't know what I mean by when I say do or die. What do I mean? What do I mean when I say that? Ever watched the movie Glory that came on in 1989? Dangerous Minds, it was like in 1996, you had Amistad in 1997, Freedom Riders in 2007, The Help, 2011, The Blind Side, 2009, and Howl to Kill a Mockingbird and The Mississippi Burning. Have you guys ever seen those movies? And most movies will bring us a white savior, right? Okay, we have a white savior, for instance, in Glory, it was a white savior. Amistad, it was a white savior. In all of these movies that America portrays with black people, they always portray a white savior for us. And I think by us watching those movies, like The Help, I mean, you know, everybody watched The Help and Dangerous Minds. You know, at that time, that was one of my favorite movies. You know, I liked, you know, when, you know, it was just a great movie. But I think we missed the bigger picture. And the bigger picture was white folk was trying to condition us to look for them as saviors, okay? Like, we can't save ourselves. It's going to take white people to save us, and I think that's where we are even right now today. We are waiting for white folk to do something for us. They have never changed. They will never change. They won't ever save black people. If anything, they'll continue helping you think that they are going to, but they will never get there. For instance, Biden, and I always go there because he's showing us his true colors. Well, he's shown us his true colors the last 40 years he was in office, but we forgot, or we just decided, well, he's not as bad as Trump, but he was. He was just a more of a low-key racist. He was not as loud. He was in a loudmouth, and I talked to some people, and I said, well, why did you guys pick Biden? He goes, well, he was not as bad as Trump. I said, do you mean he's not as loud as Trump? I said, because if you guys have done his history, if you guys have looked into our history, our families are the way they are because of Biden and Clinton and some of the 45 presidents that we've had. And we seem to think that we've had 45 that did nothing for black people, but 46 will. But 46 portrayed the worst of the worst as far as laws, as far as the Drug Act, which he wrote in 84. Then he did a crime deal in 94 that devastated the black community, devastated our families. And we actually have people that are in jail still today because of Biden, Jim Crow Biden. And he'll tell you. He will, Biden, honey, he is not shamed. There's no shame in his game because Biden will tell you Biden's law. He brags about Biden's law. He brags about the black leaders, which is the black caucus, which we know they've never done anything for black people. They don't have black folks' agenda. Because they've proven that they don't, because of the simple fact we cannot get them to do anything for us. They won't write laws. They'll come on there on Twitter, and they'll make comments, because I've seen where Karen Bass has made some comments as far as when's Biden going to do this, or, you know, I've seen some comments. And my comment to her is, when are you going to do what you need to do for black people? When are you going to do for us instead of you running to the border gate? Remember when all those Black Hawks members ran to the immigrants? Ran to the border, and what happened? They went to save those immigrant children. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm trying to make sure that I'm good on live, okay? Excuse me for that. But you remember when all our black leaders, like Jim, John Lewis, and Elijah Cummings ran to the border, and they was fussing about these kids, and they had a fit. But I've never seen them come to our defense as far as these police officers murdering black people, black children. I've never seen them come to our defense and say, hey, we're going to write laws. Stop this. I've seen where Minnesota has written a law that you can now personally sue a police officer if he causes harm to your person. Now, that's a law, and we have actually a black lady that right after George Floyd died,
her family was pulled out of the van because they said the van was stolen. She was trying to show them the paperwork. They didn't want to see the paperwork, so they had her and her children laid out on the ground. About five of them, and her four children was laid out on the sidewalk, and they were crying, and they were so upset. Now, concrete was hot, but they didn't look at the paperwork that she had. So she is actually suing the police personally now, which is great. We're going to see how that happens. We're going to see. But my thing is, family, Biden wrote five executive orders. I know I keep talking about him, but I want to show you how he is not going to do anything for you. And black people say, well, just hold on. It's only been, what, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks? Okay, even if it's been a month, he's written executive orders for immigrants, five to be exact. He's written executive orders for Asians, five or six to be exact. He's written orders for women, which is not black women. But I don't see anything that he's written just for black people. Now, Harris came up with a Lift Every Voice Act, which, you know, it's not a black act. It's an everybody's act. And she wants to convince black people that this act is an act that's going to, you know, include black people. I don't care, you including us is not giving us tangibles like you did for the immigrants and the Asians. You didn't give them a Lift Every Voice Act. You gave them tangibles. Every time it comes to black people, you want to give us an act, you want to give us a study, you want to give us this, that, and the other, but you don't want to give us tangibles. Just cut the damn check. That's it, period. Flat out, cut the check so that, guess what? People that want to do what they want to do, which hopefully a lot of us will do what we need to do and get our butts out of America. I'm just saying. I hope we'll use that money to do something for yourself, to make a change, to make a difference. And I'm going to try not to use certain words because I think they mess with my broadcast when I use certain words. So you guys, just, I'm going to try to, you know, speak around some stuff because I'm so bold. Sometimes I just say it and I just go there. And I think my life gets kind of messed up because of me being so blunt. Okay, so I'm going to try to go around the curve a little bit because every time I do this, they kind of mess with my life. So let's kind of, I'm not going to be as hard and I'm going to try to be a little more softer. But you guys don't understand what I mean by the words that I'm going to use. Okay, so like I said, five executive orders for the immigrants, six executive orders for the Asians. And then when Harris came along, she gave us a Lift Every Voice Act, right? Now, that Lift Every Voice Act, if you heard Jason Black, he went through it, which I'm not even going to bother to do, because that Lift Every Voice Act is not an act for black people. It's not an act for us. I think it mentioned us, but then, of course, they had color. People of color, okay? Which people of color, when you mention people of color, you're not saying black people. Okay, I don't know I really wish somebody would help me to understand what is the reason why they won't mention black people. Okay, black folk can put him in office, which we did. We voted, we came out and drove. He admitted that. But then when you got in office, what'd you do? You said screw black people and you just went on and, you know, you looked over here, black people over there, you went and looked another way, and now you're going for everybody else but what Barry wants that put you in office. I don't think the immigrants voted for Biden. I don't think the Asians voted for Biden. I don't think anybody voted like black folk. I mean, we turned out. And this, black people, I want us to understand that we can do this. We can do it. We can do it without them. We don't need them. Look at how when we came out for Nike. Remember Nike, Colin Kaepernick, I think that's his name, the dude that kneeling, holding up his hand, and he, you know, Nike was supporting him. White folks, they said they weren't going to support Nike. And then what did black folks do? Black folks came through for Nike. Just like Popeyes, the chicken, okay? Black folks came through for Popeyes. Now I'm asking black folks, can you come through for yourself? Can we come through for us? Because we right now are at a 911. Biden told you, he said, I am going to bring 11 million immigrants. I get very emotional because I have such a love for black people, but I don't know, we're not getting it. We're waiting on that savior. We're waiting for that white savior that's not coming because, as we know, the Democratic Party has never done anything for black people. If we will go back into history, the ones that did do was the Republican. And I'm not saying, I'm not either one, so don't get it twisted. I'm not either one, but I'm just showing you. They did the Reconstruction. Remember, it was started by the Republicans. And then they said, okay, we're going to release it to the different states. And what happened? As soon as the Democrats got their hand on it, it dropped the ball. They stopped it. I'm just trying to show you history. Because I think we as black people, we forget our history. We forget that the very ones that held you in slavery, the very ones that cut your babies out of your stomach, the very ones that sold your babies, the very one that buck broke our men, the very one that raped our daughters, the very one that raped our sons, the very one that raped our men in front of the family and then allowed him to be raped by the neighbors, the very ones that called you the N-word, the very ones that called you by words, which is, you know, the words that I'm not going to say, the very people we are now marrying their children. We're marrying their grandchildren. We're marrying our, and not only just marrying their children, but we are creating more oppressors for our grandchildren. We are helping them to survive. And I don't think we understand that. They are not able right now to reproduce babies for a reason. But we as black people, until we are honest and until we face some things that's going on in America, until we are honest with ourselves, and that's what I think, we're not being honest enough with us. We are not wanting to say, yes, it's still an issue, because you got black folks. You got two types. I talk to you about this all the time. I said we have two different type of black people. We have the ones that white people will allow to be used, or I should say the ones that allow white folks to use them, you'll see them on TV, like the Roland Martin, the Stacey Abrams. And I know people say, oh, Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams. They're getting ready to give her a Nobel Peace Prize. Why do you think? Anytime white folks promote you, it's because you have been allowed to be used by them, or it's almost like the meritorious manumission. Look that word up. Meritorious manumission means you've saved them in some kind of way. You've bought them something that's going, they're going to be able to make money off of you. You've allowed them to use you to hurt your own community. That's the black folk that they promote, the Candace Owens they promote, the Ava DuVet. I'm probably not even saying her name right, but who cares? The Joy Reid. Those are the ones that they promote, the ones that don't have a heart for black people. Now, Ava talks a good game, but when it comes down to it, we all know how she wrote. The people like myself, Vicki Diller, Jason Black, Professor True, they're not going to promote us because they know that we're against them. They know that we are not going to rock with them. They know that we are going to bring some attention to them because they know that we know how they roll. I believe that black folk like the Roland Martins don't really care about black people, and that's going to be our show for next week. Let me just tell you that. We are going to talk next week about why I hate being black. Why do I hate being black? We're going to talk about that next week, okay? We're going to dig deep into that. Why do I hate being black? But we're going to stay focused for today. Because I really don't believe that we understand that the black people that they use are the smartest of our crew, okay? For instance, the little girl that they called her the miniature Maya Angelou, right, that was at the inauguration. Now, that black girl has been on Time magazine. She's been on every type of magazine there is. But did you hear her speech? You feel me? She's being allowed to be mentored by white folks. She's being allowed to be taught by white folks. And McKinsey, Dr. Kizzy, was allowed. She was mentored by white folks. She's being used by white folks. And those are the type of black people that they promote. You understand? I want us to help. I'm trying to help us to understand. And a lot of times we can understand and we can see who they are, who these black people that they call our leaders, who they really are. For one, you can look and see who they're hanging around, who mentored them, who's mostly in their circle. Are they mostly surrounded by black people? Are they most surrounded by white folks? You can tell black people, black so-called leaders, if they are in fact our leaders or not, by who you see them hang around. Most of the Black Caucus is not for black people. Most of them have been in office for 30 years or more, and we've allowed them to stay there with no consequences. We've allowed them to do absolutely nothing for black people with no consequences. We've allowed them to promote or ignore black people, and we've allowed them to protect, fuss over immigrants. I'm just saying, we've allowed them, but it's our fault too, family, and I'm not blaming, I just want us to help me, okay, hold on, let me get this out the right way. I'm not saying it's our fault, but what I am saying, let's change what we can change. And we've allowed a lot of stuff in the black community because we don't want to be called racist. And for one, we don't know what that word means. We don't want to be called troublemakers. We don't want to be called, we don't want everybody pointing fingers at us and looking at us like we got two heads. You know, like I look at people that are wearing a mask today and I look at them and like, well, people don't do this. I'm just saying. I see, you know, now they're coming out with the whole face mask shield, and they're coming out with the glass little mask shield, and they're really promoting these masks. And people are falling into the obedience. They're falling into what society wants us to be, and they're just leading us by the nose, trying to see how far they can take it. And they're doing that in order to program you, in order to be obedient. And we're doing well. We're doing really good. We are being obedient. Anytime a black person will stand up for truth, we get what? Charges brought on us, or they get dragged through the mud by black people, like Ice Cube, okay? Ice Cube, they're saying now, okay, we're going to meet with Ice Cube. But we all know that nothing's going to come out of this meeting. They're just trying to show, you know, that we're going to step out and try to make you think that we're going to do something for black people. But we all know that nothing is going to be done for black people. We know this. But let's not sit here and act like this because they've been having a meeting with Ice Cube that something is going to be done. Because they have a whole crew that I saw of six members, non-black, that's going to look into black issues. Now, let me say one thing. I'm black. I cannot look into white issues because I'm not white. I know what I see. But what I see from them, to them, it's not going to be true because they're going to say, oh, you don't know how it is to be white, which I don't know what I see. I know I see you have privileges, okay? But to them, that's incorrect because it's been done like that so long, it's not white privilege anymore. Because it's a normal behavior for them. So we call it white privilege. They call it normalcy, because it's always been done like that. You had FBI people that was in that direction. And what's happening to them? Nothing. You had FBI police officers that was in that direction. You had Capitol Police that was in the terrorist attack. Remember on D.C., December 6th, or January 6th, I'm sorry? We have police officers that was in on that. And they know our police force has been infiltrated, but do they do anything about it? No. So I'm just saying, they know that things aren't right, but we don't hold them accountable because we don't want people pointing fingers at us because we know that black folk will defend them, and we don't want to get double-teamed. Because I can be on some sites, and I'm, you know, on different sites on Facebook, and I'm looking at, you know, some of the answers, and I'll say blah, blah, blah. I'll say what I'll jump in and say what I have to say, and I'll get attacked. But I don't care because truth is truth. And, you know, you're going to have so many black folk, and that's what they do. They go against their own because we hate our own, because we hate us, because everybody else hates us. And we know that everybody hates us, and we care. Some of us care. Me, myself, I can care a little less because I'm going to say what I need to say, whether you like it or not, being black or white. But it's going to be truth. I've never said anything that I can't prove to be true, okay? And nor have I said anything that you can't prove to be true. And if I have, please, show me, comment. I'll take comment, okay? But it is time for us to start recognizing, what are we going to do about the situation that we're in? 11,000 immigrants, and if we don't have our own job, family, we're not going to make it. Let me ask you a question. I know people say, well, we built this place. We built this country. Is it time to go? Is it time for us to go back to Africa? Hold on before you say anything, because I know what you're getting ready to say. They don't like us. How do you know? White folk told you they don't like you. I'm just saying. And the ones that they allow here are the ones that I told you, two different type of black folk, right? You have the coons in every black society, and you have the pro-black in every black society. The ones that they have allowed to come here are the coons, okay? Those are the coons, right? The ones that they have allowed to come here are the coons, okay? So you've been talking to the wrong one. I have friends that are African. I have friends that are saying, hey, come back, come back, come back. I have friends that have encouraged, like Black Six, they're encouraging us to come back, and they are making way for us to come back. Black Six has a program, the repatriation of Black people, repatriation. And this is my husband calling me. Hold on, you guys, I'm sorry. He always calls when I'm doing my live. I know, but this is okay. Hold on, hang on, you guys. I got this. And you communicate to him, let him know what's going on. Thank you for being patient, by the way. I appreciate it. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Hold on, you guys. I'm sorry. Okay. They have programs, okay? And Blaxit, BLAX dash, or not dash, but space IT. You can look them up on YouTube. They're selling land. Do you not know that you can go and get land in Africa from $500 to $1,500? I'm just saying, you're getting ready to get your taxes, all right? If everybody got their taxes and we took our taxes and we bought a ticket to Africa, or we contacted Blackfoot first and say, hey, I have $2,000, I have $3,000 or $4,000. I think some people are getting $5,000 and $6,000 right now, because a whole lot of people aren't working. I think right now this year, people are going to get the most money back from their taxes, right? Maybe $5,000 or $6,000. You can do it. A ticket maybe one way is $650 right now. I'm just saying, I've checked. Now, if you can get with Blackfoot and you tell them, hey, I only have $5,000, I have $6,000, there is a Dr. Harnett, and she's on YouTube, and you guys can look her up. She has different businesses that you can get into, like investments, or different businesses that you can actually join that will help you what's needed in Africa. That's what I want to say. She knows the different businesses that's needed, and she'll actually lead you into that direction of showing you what kind of business that's needed in Africa. But right now, the market is so open. If you have a thought, and I believe that we have gifts. For instance, somebody may be good at baking cakes, baking pies. Why not start your pie business there? Why not start your cake business there? Why not bake bread? Why not be a caterer? We have gifts, family, in us already. Yah has placed gifts in us, and he said your gifts will make room for you. I believe that. Why are we not using those gifts to do what needs to be done in us? Now, you can't buy land here in America for $500. You can't start a business here in America because America's not going to allow you to do it. I'm just trying to help us to think. Is it time for us to move back? How many will take that money and visit? What do you have to lose? What do we have to lose by taking our money out of America? Excuse me, God. What do we have to lose by taking our money and reinvesting in Africa? There are different programs and projects that you can get into in Africa that you can put maybe $5,000 to $1,000 into. I'm just saying. And if you have $5,000 or $6,000, $7,000, why can't you invest in your future? I'm just saying. There are apartments over there for $200 in Africa. You have $6,000. Why can't you pay $2,000 to pay up for 10 months of rent in Africa? They have apartments there. They have homes there. $26,000 for a 3-bedroom on Global Property. Look that up, globalproperties.com. And he did a show with Blackfoot. And I've done shows on him on Blackfoot. if anybody is connected to my Facebook page, you can see that video on my Facebook page, because I am trying to change Black folks' mindset. It is about bringing up, and it's about healing, and it's about doing something new and creating a new reality for us. This country will never get better. They have never accepted us. We've always accepted them. We've always integrated with them. You cannot recall any time where they have come together with us. You can't recall any time where they have integrated with us. You can't recall them coming to our churches. You can't recall them coming to our schools. You can't recall them coming to our business. Well, yes, we can. Black Wall Street was the only time that I remember where they integrated. Well, they were coming and buying merchandise from us. But guess what happened? Because they got jealous and America burned their own black cities down. America did that. Your own country that you are fighting for, that you won't leave, that you are holding on to dear life, that you will go and serve their wars. You will fight another country for another country to be free. When you come back, you get hung on the tree. I've seen that. In your uniform, I've seen that. You will fight for a country, another country's freedom, but you come back and you're not free yourself. You can't pee in the same toilet. You can't sit at the same in the same restaurant. But I'm going to tell you what, that was crazy in the first place, them to take my money when we had our own businesses. Why didn't we improve our business? Why didn't we improve our food? Why didn't we improve our ice? If you thought their ice was colder than yours, then you get a better freezer. Why didn't we group economics to take care of our own to make things better in our own community? Why was it so important to integrate with people that hated you, people that wasn't long that long, you hadn't been free that long, and you wanted to integrate with them when you had just been integrated with them and they were beating you, hanging you, and you wanted to turn right back around and get up under them and think they were going to treat you any better? Does that make sense to anybody? It makes no sense to me. It made no sense when I was younger when I was seeing it. And I'm like, what in the world? And I would see the MLK movies, and I would ask my mom, well, why did they want to eat at white folks' restaurants? Can you imagine what they put in your food? Ooh, I think about that, and it just disgusts me. Can you imagine you sitting there, and they don't want to cook you? They don't want you there, for one. So you're sitting there, and you ordered meatloaf. You ordered a hamburger. And before you got that hamburger, what was he back there doing with it? I'm just saying. Just the thought of it just disgusts me. It makes me sick. Because we fought for them to accept our money. We fought. They spat on you. They beat you. Because we sat in their restaurant at their tables, and they didn't want you there. And they punched you. Told you to go back to wherever you came. Go back to your area, nigga. You know, I mean, all this kind of crazy stuff, right? But we was going to force them to accept us. Why? Force them to take our money. Why? We forced them to accept us. Why? And they still don't. And they show you every day. And then what did we do? We turned around and gave them our babies. Here, I know you don't like me, but educate my baby. They said, we'll be more than happy to. We're going to send their black behinds right to prison, from school to prison. You got a resource officer in the school. You have metal detectors in the school. They taught your children how great they were and how nothing ours were. They didn't want to do Black History Month. And you have Utah that just did what? Canceled Black History Month. 1 month. You can't even give us 1 month. They can't even give you 1 month. We're black for 165 days. I'm just, by the way, we're not just black in February, if you guys haven't noticed. We're not just black in February. We're black January through December. I'm just saying. I don't understand why we're so pleased to have 1 month. We're not black just in February. But we so happen to get, we got a month to be black. Why are we so excited about that 1 month? I'm just saying. I don't understand. It's things here that we're doing that's blowing my mind. And I don't see us doing anything to help us. I don't see us creating anything in group economics like Dr. Claude Anderson is telling us to do. Dr. Boyce Watkin is telling us to do. How many people invested in Bitcoin? How many people are buying silver? Black folk, you're in trouble. If you have not invested in Bitcoin, you are out of your dang old mind. I'm just saying. You could have started with $20. And I've been talking about that since. I probably talk about it every show. If you're not invested in one coin, one silver coin, it's going to be worth $1,000 and eventually $5,000 to $7,000. So you invested $30, $20. I mean, $20. Well, it's $30 now, $35, $32, something like that. Some are $38, but it doesn't matter. One coin, $40. You get a $1,000 return. You got to be crazy not to invest in silver. Do you want to create wealth or not? This is a great way for black people to create wealth. You could have gotten into Bitcoin. You could have spent $20 and got into Ethereum, Bitcoin, XLM. I'm just saying. Those are the three major ones. But the two major ones, Bitcoin and Ethereum. How many black folks put $20 every pay, put $20 toward Ethereum? It's still not too late. If you want to make a difference, it's up to you. White folk ain't going to do it for you. And you waiting for that white savior? That's only in movies. I just gave you the movies. Glory. Freedom Riders. The Help. Blindside. I'm just telling you. That's the only place that you're going to find your white savior in a movie. And then they want to make you feel like they're doing you a freaking favor. You're doing me a favor? I wouldn't be in this predicament if it wasn't for you in the first place. So how are you doing me a favor? I would be able to survive and be successful in this country if it wasn't for you in the first place, with your systematical racism that you put in place to automatically make sure that my family fails, or I fail, or my son fails. You put a system in place, an educational system, when I trust you with my child. But that's on us. Because do you see the Jews trusting Germans with their children? Heck to the no. Only crazy black folk do that. Do you see the Chinese? Their children don't even go to our school. They have their own Chinatown with schools. Jews have their Jewish towns with schools. Black folks have integration, and we allow our enemies to teach our babies about what? You think they're going to teach your child how great their child is, your child is? Do you really believe your enemy is going to teach your child anything? Look at the school system, family. Look how they have failed your children. They have failed our children. Most schools in America don't even live up to, they can't even pass. But we still don't do anything to change that. Why? We know the schools have not done anything for our children. We see that. We know that. We see it. We know that it's a from school to the prison pipeline. We know that. They're not doing anything that we don't already know, but we won't do anything to change it. So is it do or die? This time is do or die. 11 million immigrants. Where are they going to get the jobs from? You're working them. Do you see automation right now is at an all-time high? Everything you can order online, right? Walmart, you go there, you got the cashier, automation, right? McDonald's, automation. These are jobs black folk had. Where are you working at now, black people? Proudly to say, are getting their own business, my daughter. Smoothie queen, queen smoothie, smoothie queen. Hello, Lord, my baby. She would be like, Mommy, how you going to get my business name? I'm going to look it up right now for you. I want you to see something. I want to show you. I'll be playing. I taught my children. I put it in them, told them to get degrees, but I wanted them to be able to eat. I wanted them to be able to live, okay? I just want to show you. You have to train your children and help them to be able to survive without you. I did not want my children dependent on the system. I wasn't going to fail my children. I wasn't going to do that to my children. I did not want my children to depend on a system. I wanted to teach them how to be winners. I wanted to teach them, and I wanted them to operate in their gift. And their gift is what? Business entrepreneurship. That's the gift in our family, okay? I'm trying to, hold on. Smoothie queen, okay? She's doing her own business now. She's making it happen, and I'm so proud of her. She is making it happen. When I say making this thing happen, I don't know how she came up with these smoothies. I just want to show you, okay? Hold on, let me get it. Okay, we're talking about, can you see that? Hold on, let me make sure. Oh, shoot, I got it. I'm getting back with you. Okay, she's making smoothies, okay? That's one of them, okay?
Let me just show you. Let me show you a couple pictures. She's doing Valentine Pop and Shop experience. Okay, she's doing that too. Okay, so this we're talking about a young woman that's making it happen. Okay, that's going coming up February 12 to 5, and it's the Utopia. She works at a. She's working with this woman at a spa. Okay. And that's an event that's coming up, and she's trying to get into events, the thing, same thing I was trying to do here. But I just cannot, I just really don't believe it's something that God wants me to do here. Because everybody I'm talking to, they want too much for their buildings, and I'm not going to get myself in trouble trying to, you know, get a building or force myself to get a building and can't afford the rent, okay? But I just want you to, I'm just trying to, okay, this is another one, her little smoothies that she's doing. Okay, yeah, that's a little, one of the pictures. I'm going to make sure that's her smoothie. Okay, and she's working at the spa, and those little cups and these little bottles. I'm just trying to show you what's going on, okay? I'm just trying to show you what we make it, how she's making this thing happen. I'm just saying, you want your own business, you can do your own business, okay? This is her, those little bottles and her little labels and stuff. I'm just trying to help you to get it, okay? Because we can do for self. We just don't know that we can do for self. But it's time for us to do for self. Because we've been waiting on White Daddy for way too long, family. Way too long. And it's not happening. They're not coming. Actually, they're trying to replace you. Why do you think he's bringing in 11 million immigrants? And I'm going to keep talking about it because I don't think you get it yet. Why do you think he's bringing in 11 million immigrants? 11 million. That's what he said. And he's trying to make your vote null and void. But he don't know that when you dig a ditch, you dig one for yourself. Okay? And half of those 11 million or more than half is going to vote Republican. He thinks he's going to be able to drown our votes out, and he's going to be able to use them to drown us out. But guess what? He's going to drown himself out. Because what you do to us comes back to them. They put drugs in our neighborhood. It's coming back to them, even now. Okay? So I'm just wanting you to I'm just trying to help us to understand that if we don't help us, we're going to be in trouble. A lot of these companies didn't hire us back. You got more black people unemployed right now. And you're getting ready to get your taxes. What are you going to do with it? Now, I hope some of you guys have written down some stuff that I'm saying, like Blackstick, B-L-A-X. Leave a little space, IT, on YouTube. She has a program, Repatriation Back to Africa. And for the ones that can afford to, she has land for sale. Global Properties is offering a house for sale, three bedrooms for $26,000. You can get a closed, open space floor plan. Or you can do a closed space, closed in, which is more walls. Okay, I guess that's a better way. And he's offering, like I said, they're $26,000 for three bedrooms. I'm just saying. And they have a layaway program. I don't know where else you're going to find a layaway program. You can put down $200. If you get your taxes, put down $200. Put down $100. Put down something. It's in the Gambia. His properties, he does have some in Ghana, Gambia, and this one more place, South Africa. I'm so not interested in South Africa. If I want to see white folk, I'll say here in America. I'm not touching South Africa. Too many white folk, and I'm not interested in COVID is really 1% in Africa, but most of it's in South Africa. Do you know why? Because we know who's in South Africa. I'm just saying, I'm going to ask you a question. Do or die? Are you ready to do for self, or are we ready to die? It's really up to you. It's really up to you. A lot of black folks don't want to talk like this. They don't want to hear what I have to say. They don't want, oh, Kathy, you talking about segregation. You talking about division. Honey, we're already divided if you have not looked around. In a whole lot of places where I'm seeing where they have stopped Iowa, stopped the Black History Month. They went to All Lives Matter. They came up with a plaque for Black Lives Matter. What the hell? How you going to come up with a plaque and you're not even black for Black Lives Matter? Tell me why. How can white folks speak for black people? This is what I don't understand. And this is what Joe Biden has done. He's got a group of white folks that's going to tell you what's wrong in the black community. I don't know what black community they're living in, but they can't speak for me. We have leaders that can't even speak for us, that won't speak for us.
How are you going to pick a group of white folks to speak for black people, what's needed in our society, what's needed for us, what's needed in the black community? How do you do that? And how are we okay with that? We had just had a 9-year-old girl, a baby, to get tased. No, I take it back. She got pepper spray and handcuffed. Why? What was that officer showing her? Because she was crying for her daddy, right? I don't know where he was. But the officer, the bigger picture, he showed her that your daddy, you can't even count on your daddy. We your savior. You only count on us. And that's the Willie Lynn syndrome. Some of this stuff you think is conspiracy theory, they're true theory. Willie Lynch exists. Look it up. Stockholm syndrome, the coroner's report, look it up. Some of this stuff is, look, you can look up this stuff. You don't need me to tell you what's going on. But some of you won't. Because you're afraid of truth. It is time for us to be truthful as possible here in America. It ain't working for us. It hasn't worked in so long. But you know what? Let me just explain. I told my daughter I was going to bring me something. I'm sorry. I don't know why my nose is itching right now. You go ahead. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. My daughter, my baby, she has had a roommate since forever, right? And now she's decided that she wants to live by herself. And last year when her lease was up, we kind of talked about it and she wasn't ready. And this year, she just moved and she said, oh my God, I should have did this sooner. But of course, you know, she's prepared to do it. So she said, I'm ready. So she did it and she is so excited. And I'm like, you could have been like this last year. She goes, I wasn't ready. I don't know why I wasn't ready. She said, I should have did this sooner. And this is black people on the move to Africa. It's not working here. We know it's not working here. You're not happy here, but you won't do anything to change your world. You're waiting for white folks to change your world. You're waiting for them to change. They're not. They're getting worse. And God is going to keep allowing it to happen until we get our heads in the game and do for self. He's going to allow it to happen. Because you got black people still trusting white folks. They trust the shot. They took it, and they're dying. But we're waiting for a white savior, white Jesus to come. He's not. Because he's not white. Our God's not white. That's their God. That's Caesar Borgia. Okay, that's Caesar Borgia. That's Caesar Borgia. They're waiting for Caesar Borgia to come and save them. We're not waiting for Caesar Borgia. I'm waiting anyway, sure. But I'm not waiting for him to save us because he told us what to do. He gave us common sense. He told us what to do. He laid it out for us. Go back home. But we are so afraid to go back home. We're like, oh, my God, they don't like us there. It's probably got jungles. It's probably got this. If you would look up global property, matter of fact, I'll do it for you. Matter of fact, let me go into global property, and I'm going to show you. Now, this is how desperate we are. This is how I am trying global properties in Gambia. Okay? Let me just show you. Hold on, let me see. Global properties. I'm going to go into there. Okay, I'm just trying to show you because I think that we are so afraid of change. We're so afraid. We know what we have here, but we don't know what to do or where to go there. How are you going to know unless you try? How are you going to know unless you go? I'm trying to find. Hold on, I know what I'm looking for. My phone is moving really slow here. I don't know why. I want you to see what Global Properties is offering. Let's see. Let me go into trying to pull up something. Let me go into one of them and see if I can get a show of the house. How many rentals? Launch of. Okay, let me try this one.
I don't know if it's going to let me do it with two people with I'm trying to do this. Or, okay, I think it's going to let me do it. Hold on. I don't know if it's going to let me do it or not, you guys. The video, let me see. Okay. I want you guys to go on there and look for yourself. And it is called The Launch of Barakah Estates. And they have bigger homes. They have three size homes, the small, medium, and the large. The large is 140, 100, but you can kind of, you know, negotiate, I'm sure. Then, like I said, you have two that are like 26,000. So the open plan and the more walls, okay, and both of those are 26,000. But I want you guys to understand that they're built up. They're not just jungles and not lions, tigers, you know, tigers running around jungles and big old babies with, you know, and, you know. I'm just trying, I want to help us understand that there's opportunities. And right now, Africa, the market is so huge that you can come up with a product to sell. For instance, computers or cell phones. You can come up with a product. You know how those cords where you need the long cords where you can plug in so many things? You can sell those. You can make your own brand. My granddaughter has her own nail polish. She likes to do beauty, so she, you know, wants to do her own shop. And this is the thing that it's time for us to do something new, new ideas. It's time for us to get to the place where we're ready to be free. It's time for us to get to the place where we're thinking about our future. Are we making plans for our future, or are we making plans to die? Are we allowing them to go through the wheat and the tear, and we're dying with them because we're stuck together and they can't tell the wheat from the tear? I'm just saying. If someone told you that I will never do anything for you, why don't we believe them? They're doing for everybody but black people. And now we're making excuses why it's okay. I'm just saying. They know that they know that there's a need in the black community, but they want to go all the way around it. And they want to make excuses why they're not doing anything for black people. They already said, I'm not going to do anything just for black people, but you did for immigrants. You're doing for Asians, but you want to tell black folks we can't do nothing for y'all. And we okay with that? We must be okay with it. We put them in office, didn't we? Because they told us this is why they were still running for office, and we still gave them that position. I'm just saying. I want us to get to the point where we need to understand why, what's going on. We need to understand why do we hate each other? Why do we hate ourselves? They've taught us how to do that. They've taught us how to hate us. They've taught us how to treat us. We treat them. We treat us the way they treat us. We treat us the way they treat us. But we treat them the way we see them treat them. You understand? If we don't start being honest in this country, I mean black folks, we're not going to make it. This country keeps trying to ignore us and our issues. But we won't call them out on it. We'll make excuses why it's okay. Because we want to make them feel comfortable. We don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. But it's time to call out Biden and Harris, and it was time to call out these white folks for actions that they're doing now against us. And it's time to call a race as a race. It's time to be honest with them and ourselves. They don't like you. They never have, and they never will. So why are we fighting for a country?
Why are we fighting to stay in a country that hate you? Because like I was telling you the story, when my daughter moved, she's like, she's free. Oh, my God, I should have did this sooner. And I do believe that when we get there, you can try the Gambia. You can try, where else is there? Ghana. I think Ghana's a little more expensive. You can try Kenya. And I told you Ghana, Gambia, because Blackfoot is there and she has property. And they were offering land for sale at a small price, and it was in a group. And I think they was asking, it wasn't a lot down, but I'm sure if you have $100, they'll take it. And just say, hey, in 2 weeks, I'll give you another 100 or another 50, and you put it in their way. Why don't we try that? Why are we sitting back doing nothing when you know people are trying to kill you? People are trying to starve you out. They know you don't have a job. They sure don't want to give you that old stimulus package because they know that black folk need it. They don't let a few of theirs suffer without it, as long as they get you, black family. And they know that we need help. They know it. But they don't want to help you. They don't want to help you. They don't want to do anything for you. Well, guess what? It's time for us to do for them. It's time for us to do for them. That's all I'm going to say. It is time for us to do for us. We've been waiting long enough for them to do nothing for us. We've been waiting. And they keep dangling the carrot and we never get it. It's always an excuse why, well, we can't do this, we got to do this. We can't do this, we got to do this. Global, now they say global warming, global climate change or global warming is more important than black issues. Really? Okay. We have to totally separate from them, you guys. A little bit of time. They had to go down for us to come up. But we don't come up in their country. We come up in another country. Just like we built America, we can build up Africa. And we can build up Africa to where we can support and create jobs for our brothers and sisters there. If we don't pull together, it's not about a tribe. It's not about American, African, because if I walk down the street with my African brother, they are not going to know that I'm not from Africa unless we talk. Because guess what? When they see Africa and when they see black Americans, you can't tell us apart. Black is black is black is black. I'm just saying. So we help them, they help us, and we got something. We can show them how white folks are because we know. We've dealt with them for so long. We know that the We know they don't. We know how they deal. We know how they are. We got a hand up in that. We can teach them. We can build schools over there. Not that much to build a school, group economics. We get 5 people to put $1,000 together or 10 people to put $10,000, about $1,000 a piece together and build our own school. And it'll be the first black school that is teaching black. We're not teaching British nothing. We're not teaching the Western world nothing. We're teaching African history. We're teaching our black kids how to, a code of behavior, what it is to be black, how to love ourselves, how to love each other. This is where we need to start. And if we don't start somewhere, family, we're not going to make it. I keep telling you guys, I'm out. I'm just waiting for a few of my dollars to get corrected. But you're going to look up, and I'm going to be talking to you from Africa. I've been trying to get this little building, and I'm looking, I'm like, I'm talking to people, and it's not dropping, it's not coming together. I talked to one guy, he was Indian, or I think he was Indian. He was one of them, Indian, Pakistani, one of them. I don't know. I can't tell them apart. I'm like, how do you have a building to rent to me? I'm black from here, and I can't get a building to rent to you, but you can come in my country and rent me a building. That makes no sense to me. That's sickness. That's disgusting. That's bad. He wanted $3,700 for that building. I'm going to pay you $3,700 for a building. I'm just saying. I have some white folks that say, how can I help you? Or how can I further the cause? Malcolm said,
When a white woman asked Malcolm that, he said, you can't. You stay with your people and you teach them how to get along with black people. You educate yours. We got ours. You can't come in the black community. You've done enough. So that's how you can help. Go amongst yours and you help yours out. You help yours to see what you're dealing with. You help yours to see. Truth. That's how you can help. Any white person, when they tell you, ask you that, that's what you tell them. You can't help us. You help your own by helping them to recognize truth, the real truth. And black folks, what do? We build our schools over there. We group economics, and we come together, and we buy land. Land is $500. Blacks that got land. Global Properties got properties for $26,000. Why not buy you a piece of land for $500, and he can put a house on that land for you? Blacks that know him. Julia from Blacks that she knows him. She's dealt with him. I saw him on her program. That's how I know. So we already got a black guy that can build your house, your land for $500. Show me where in America you're going to get land for $500. It is time for us to start changing our mindset and dealing with the fear. We are so afraid to leave here because we believe the hype. We believe the lies. We believed what our enemies have told us about our family. That's sad. We believed our enemy to tell us that our brothers and sisters are the boogeyman, when the boogeyman is them. They always lie. They tell you, they'll call you something that's meant for them. They'll call you lazy. But how are we lazy when we built this country? And what was they doing while we was building the country besides beating the hell out of us? What was they doing? Sitting on the porch watching us work like dogs, raping our babies, selling our babies, hanging black folks, having picnics, and you know what picnics are. Look up the word picnic. It don't mean what you think. I'm just saying. So we trusted our enemies. And you still, some still do today. I'll be talking to them, so how you know? I said, do you ask a white person that when they tell you something? No, you believe them. So why are you asking me how I know? And I said, well, I got it from a white person. Now you believe it? They'll believe it then. Well, you know, I'll say, well, so-and-so, somebody white that they know told me blah, blah, blah. And they won't ask how you know. But if I come out and say, hey, so-and-so, they look at you and, well, how do you know that? And then you just pick a white name and say, oh, Clinton told me. I'm just saying. Pick any white. Biden said it. Harris said it. They'll believe you. Because we just have an issue. And they have done so much harm to us, you guys, that we don't trust in our own. They've gotten us to believe that they're our saviors. And these movies got you believing that they are our saviors, that we can't save ourselves. But if we could just see the things, and we've just seen the history on how we saved ourselves and how we came together, group economics. Cannon reminded me, he said, I made $1 billion for them. One man made them $1 billion. Why did he not make that $1 billion for himself? That's sad. And then how did they treat him after making them $1 million? How did they treat him after making them $1 billion? I don't understand what it's going to take for us to want to do for self. We know the consequences. We know what they're doing. And we know what they're planning. And people have said it. Jason Black talked about it. Professor Truth talked about it. Vicki Diller talked about it. Wes Watkins talked about how we can, you know, be financially free. But we do nothing. Why? Because we don't care. We don't love us. Because Master didn't say it was okay. Master didn't say it's okay to leave America. Master didn't say it's okay to do for self.
Master didn't say it's okay for us to teach our own children. Master didn't say that it's okay to think for ourselves. Master didn't say, do you see, family? Do you see the harm in trusting your oppressors? Do you see the harm that is done for us to trust in another culture when you trust in your own? Ice Cube brought a plan to black folks. We ate them alive. Why? Why do we treat our brother the way we treated him? And we had, these were celebrities that ate him a new booty hole. Vivica Fox. And I don't know the other few ladies. I didn't even care. Joy Reid probably was on that team. And they dogged our brother out because he came with a plan and told you to ask for something before you gave Biden your vote. And we wanted to boycott him. Do you see the sickness? Do you see the sickness, family? They're sick. We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. We need to keep making them aware of the problem of the truth. I've seen a movie called The American Skin. The end to me was inconclusive. I loved the movie, but it was inconclusive. We still didn't want to hurt white folks' feelings with that movie. For me, the best ending was to be to give that police officer just what he gave my son in that movie. And then at the end, when the black guy, I don't want to tell you. I was going to tell y'all the ending, y'all. I'm not going to do it because I know some people have not seen that movie. But at the end, what happened to my son should have happened to that officer. And then I would have felt okay to see what happened at the end. But to see what happened at the end, an officer still, that movie was inconclusive to me. The conclusion is to conclude all of what we were talking about here is to get out of America. There are people in Africa there already that are willing to help us. We can start with Blackfoot. And there are other people. There are other people. America is not the place for us. It never will be, and it never has been. There is a YouTube I want you guys to pull up. Is it time for black people to go back to Africa? Pull it up and listen to it. We will never be able to change them or the way they think about us. We build our new reality in Africa. Doesn't that sound, so peaceful? That sounds so, it's like a breath of fresh air. Just thinking about it, just breathing it, just saying it. It sounds like, oh, my God, I can't wait to try it. I can't wait to do it. I can't. But I've always been one of them children. I'm not afraid to travel. I'm not afraid to try something new. I've never been afraid to try anything new. But we got black folks that's afraid. And I'll be talking like I'm talking now, and they go, what about this and what about that? They come up with all the what ifs. I don't have time to think about the what ifs. Because I know that we have help down there to help us. We have help. And for the ones that's filing your taxes, take your taxes and go. Take your $7,000, take your $5,000 and go. You can get a partner to pay up your rent for 10 months, which will be $2,000. Do it. In the meantime, you get with Blackfit, and because she works, she don't work, she does her own business, and see, what can I create to do my own business? And I guarantee you it won't even take you $1,000 to do it. So $3,000, you're in Africa and you're making money. You can rent a little place and you can sell little articles, or you can cook American food. You have a lot of Americans down there that might not like African food right now. So where's my chicken places? Where's my potato salad and chicken and rice and or potato salad and spaghetti and fish? Where's my American food? You can have a truck, or you can have a place to sell American food. Where's my greens and macaroni and cheese and my yams, the cornbread? Where's that place at down there? We're going to need one of them. I'm going to need me one of them places down there because I may not get used to the African food right off. So I need an American restaurant. I'm just trying to help you to think about how we can, where's my sweet potato pies at? Where's my lemon meringue pies at? Where's my pound cake? That's three businesses I named right off the bat. Who can bake pound cake? Who can cook cakes? Who can bake pies? All types of pies. Who can cook soul food? That's three businesses right there off the bat. I'm just saying. We build our new reality in Africa. I know everybody won't go. I know everybody can't go. But the wheat from the tares, if God opens you a door to go, you better go. If he opens up you a door to go, go. But I think it's time for us to change our mindset. Africa is for Africans. Is another place, another group in Africa. And I think they're in Gambia. No, they're in Senegal. Okay? And they are for, you know, they have programs also. So it's another lady. I cannot think of her name, God. I cannot think of her name. She's an African lady. Oh, God. She was on Phil Scott's show. I cannot think of her name. I do apologize. I can't think of her name right now, but she has a program. It's three other people, but if you start with Africa for Africans, Black Ambassador on YouTube, on his YouTube videos, he's got projects going that is offering really cheap. You can buy land. You can get homes built. You can do, and it's on layaway, and he's in Tanzania. His thing is in Tanzania. But I'm going to tell you what, we will have the advantage going over there. We have the advantage because we know how folks operate. We have the money to create our own businesses, to employ our sisters and brothers there. Okay, so we're not going there to be selfish. We're going there to help each other. They're going to help you with the culture, your heritage, and you're going to help them to recognize white folk. And when they coming over there trying to do some dirt, you call them out. No, you're not coming over here doing this to my brother. We call it out. We fight for the land. Why fight for a land right here? Why fight for America that's going to be destroyed, that's being destroyed? They're going to have a civil war because Biden is going to go after their guns. Why are we staying here amongst that? They're going to try to take out their stuff on you. No, I'm out. I'm so serious, man. If I could leave tomorrow, I would be gone. I'm serious. I would be gone tomorrow. The first opportunity I get, you guys, I'm out. I'm waiting now to get my heart, my husband's heart. I'm waiting on Yahshua to get his heart right. That's why I'm not gone already. I'm waiting on my husband to get it together. I'm waiting on him. But we're going to go visit. We are going to visit. Well, I may be staying longer than him, but I'm just saying. We're fighting for a country that hates you. We fighting for a land that's not yours. Why? I don't understand. It's time for us to go. It's time for us to do for us. There's nobody coming to save us, family. There's nobody coming to save us. And if we don't save up, I don't know who's going to do it for you. I didn't want to come here and be here all day. I just wanted to throw that out there. Do or die. Which one? Do or die. Do or die. It's time for us to do for self. It's time for us to make things happen for us because we can as a group. There's nothing we can't do as a group. You've seen it. God has shown us how we can do this. God has shown us how we can come together. He's shown us group economics. There's nothing we can't do. We can buy a plot of land over there, and we can divide it ourselves. Blacks can show you how. Blacks is doing it now. She has land already for sale now. So why aren't we doing it? What are we waiting for, family? What? Our journey back to Eden, that's another family that's in Gambia, and they came from Arkansas. Journey back to Eden. is another African-American who they just moved back to Gambia. Okay, so I'm just showing you just different ones that are showing you how they repatriated back, and I'm telling you, they're doing it. You can put your stuff in storage for now. Don't try to move your stuff right now. Put it in storage right now until you get your business going, until you get, you know, get your stuff started, situated over there, and then you can come back and get it. I'm just saying. Don't try to send everything over there right now. You don't need none but your clothes right now. Take your clothes, your kids, and take your the tax money and out. I challenge anybody. If 100 people a day would leave America, black folk, this country will be ruined. How do we hurt them? We take our money with us. How do we hurt them? We take our money with us. Who's ready? I am. Who's ready for the challenge? I dare you to try. I dare you to try to be free. I dare you to try to get your minds free. I dare you to try to get your hearts free. I dare you to try to be free. It's time. It's so time. It's been time, family. Let's do it. Let's make a difference. Let's do what we need to do to be free. That's my conclusion. My conclusion of the matter is, let's remember the movie Get Out? Get out. Now. Don't wait. Don't pass go. Take your tax money and run. Take your suitcase and run. Pack what you can and leave the rest. How many times have we rebuild before? Come on, we can rebuild down there. Go get you a $200 apartment. Go rent you a room. Go to an Airbnb and spend $14, $15, $20 for Airbnb a day. You can do that until you get with Black Ticket and Chief Fat help you find a place to live. I'm just saying. Bunk up with each other, you guys. Group economics. I'm just saying. Family, we can do this. Rent the rooms. Africa Tigers is going around Africa. And I'm sure she's not paying a whole lot of money. Check into your visas. Get your passport, which is $150. Your visas, probably $25. Black ambassador can show you how. I think he has something in his bio as far as the description of how, and I might look it up and put it in the comments of my video, where you go to get your visa. But I'm thinking about, I'm going to get mine good for 6 months. And I'm going to get it to Gambia. I do have my passport already. Got to get my husband's passport and on him for months to get it. But I think I'm going to have to just go on and get it for him. Okay. But family, think about what we've talked about. Think about what I've said. I thank you for visiting. Thank you for hanging out with me for a minute. And this is the first time I didn't yell like I was crazy. Not doing that no more. My concentration right now, we know how America is. My concentration from this day forth is being free. Being free. Mentally, spiritually, and physically. Being free. With that said, family, peace and blessings. I love you. And we're going to have I want you guys to have an amazing day on purpose here the rest of your day. And I will too. But we'll meet here next Tuesday again at 11:30. Okay, if we don't see you Tuesday, we'll see you Wednesday. But my schedule's been saying Tuesday. So we'll keep on doing Tuesdays until things change. But who knows? You might find me in another, not here. I may be so well. Because as soon as my money gets right, I'm out. I'm trying to take as many as I can with me. I'm just saying. So who's ready to go? Let's go. Get your money and meet me at the airport. Peace, baby. Love you, family. All right, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining Blog Talk. I do apologize. I kind of left y'all out there hanging a little bit, but I do apologize. And I am so appreciative of you guys joining me. Thank you so much. For the ones that come on even after the videos, and you come look at the videos, I do appreciate you so much. I'm just trying to get us prepared to do what we need to do because it is time for us to go, family. I'm looking at this, and it's just not getting no better. And ain't no sense in me
sitting up here trying to, you know, trying to make folk like you, trying to make folk care, trying to make folk respect you if they don't have respect for themselves. So ain't no sense in us keep trying and, you know, trying to do this thing and this thing. This ain't getting no better. We study now, study going through hell, study going through, you know, all this crazy stuff. And I'm done. I don't want to do it no more. I'm done. So with that said, I do appreciate you for tuning in. Come on back, meet me here, the Changing of the Gods, Do or Die. Next Tuesday, we are going to have a very good conversation, and we're going to talk about why I hate being black. Why do I hate being a black man? Okay? With that said, family, thank you so much for joining. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace.